Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
I'm the parent of a young child, and I'm trying to figure out how to raise my child to feel good about her sexuality, but I don't know where to start. Do you have any advice?
This is a common dilemma that many parents face, and it's tricky. After all, many parents never received accurate sexuality education themselves when they were growing up, and that can make it feel confusing about how to provide reliable information to their children, who they want all the best things in the world for. Add to that the fact that things have changed since parents were growing up. Sure, the basics are still the same in terms of how girls' and boys' bodies are different, but we know more about bodies and sex than we used to, and parents may find themselves having to learn new information so that they can talk to their children as they get older. Children become curious about sexuality at different ages. Some ask questions about body parts and how babies are made when they are very young, maybe 3 or 4, and other children may not become interested in these topics until they're somewhat older. So parents have a few things to balance, including their child's interest and readiness to learn, as well as what information parents think their children absolutely need. Some educators tend to stress teaching children and teenagers about topics that are both age and developmentally appropriate. When they are very young, sexuality education is more focused on teaching children accurate names for their body parts, and then when they're a little older, teaching them the difference between good touches and bad touches, and adults who they can trust to touch or talk to about their bodies. Parents sometimes talk to their children about how babies are made when children are around ages 4, 5, or 6, but families vary. Some children get this talk at younger or older ages than others. Sometimes parents wait to share this information until children ask, and other times parents feel that they want to let their children hear the information directly from them rather than perhaps hear an incorrect version on the playground. Choosing what to tell your children about sexuality and bodies and when is something that can cause anxiety and confusion among parents as they attempt to bridge each of their own personal, cultural, or family values with accurate and appropriate information. Fortunately, there are several resources available to parents, including the book From Diapers to Dating, A Parent's Guide to Raising Sexually Healthy Children from Infancy to Middle School by Dr. Deborah Hafner, and the Families Are Talking newsletters, available through the website of the Sexuality Information and Education Council of the United States at www.sieceus.org.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can find out more and submit your questions by visiting us online at kinseyconfidential.org.